Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. Enjoy yourself. Can I help you? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness, every other Friday on KSRO.
Go by as quickly as a wink.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Can I Help You, brought to you by Mercy Wellness. I am Michelle Marquis, and I'm happy to welcome back into the studio Kaylin Cardoza. She is the floor manager and senior advocate at Mercy Wellness. It's nice to see you again, Kaylin.
Thank you for having me back.
And we also have in studio with us Joe Sullivan, the leading expert and product manager at Mercy Wellness. Nice to see you again, Joe.
Hi, Michelle.
I'm sorry you're under the weather. I hope you're feeling better soon.
Yeah, I'm hoping so, too. Thank you.
Yeah. We want to continue our conversation that we had last time, sort of a cannabis 101, because there's a lot to learn about. And also, I think the more someone knows about something, the more comfortable they'll start to feel about approaching it, no matter what it is. You know, if it's architecture, the more you learn, the more excited you are, and the more you want to go out and check out cool buildings. The same is true with something like cannabis that may be new for a lot of our audience. So that's why we're continuing our conversation today with Kaylin. So let's talk a little bit. Last time we talked, you mentioned that in our bodies, there's something that's already there that reacts well with cannabis. Can you explain what this is?
Yeah. So naturally, we have an endocannabinoid system. So basically, it's just a fancy word for a system that helps maintain optimal balance in your body. So it helps transmit messages from your brain to your body. And then within there, there's also CB1 and CB2 receptors. Mm-hmm. So the CB1 is mostly found in your brain and your central nervous system, where the CB2 receptors are mostly found in your organs and your immune system.
Okay. So how does cannabis then interact with these? I know we're probably going to get a little bit technical, but how does that work?
Yeah. So it's found actually that the active components in cannabis engage directly with your endocannabinoid system. So if there's cannabinoids and you have an endocannabinoid system, it's like your body is basically built to accept what cannabis has to offer you.
Right. It's like these puzzle pieces fitting together.
Yeah. And they just, different things react on different receptors and different part of your body. So that's why it reacts so well to it. So.
Wow. Amazing. So let's also talk about some of the main issues that people come into Mercy Wellness and they talk to you about. Mm-hmm. When you're there on the floor and people ask, you know, oh, I've got this or that. You talked about some of those main issues last time. Sleeping is a big one. Mm-hmm. Is cannabis good for going to sleep?
Yes, absolutely. Cannabis has been used for sleep aid for a long time. So there's indica dominant THC that is meant to give you more of like a relaxing sedative effect. Mm-hmm. And that's typically what people are coming in for when they're wanting to sleep. And kind of like we touched on last time, there are people who come in who have no idea what it is that's going to help them sleep. They just know they've heard cannabis helps them sleep, and that's what they want.
Right.
So that is part of what we ask you when you come in. Like I mentioned last time, there are different delivery systems. Mm-hmm. So there's indica-dominant THC. You can smoke that. You can use edibles. You can use an oil, the tincture under your tongue, mm-hmm. little tabs, patches. There's all different types of things. So it's just sort of whatever you feel the most comfortable taking. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that's what makes you feel the more sedative sleeping, helps you fall asleep faster.
Okay. And a lot of people, when they take things that are not cannabis, maybe over-the-counter drugs or prescription drugs for sleeping, they feel really groggy the next day. Is that something that you find typically from people who use cannabis, just in your experience? Mm-hmm. What do they report when they try using these indica strains?
Yeah, so typically, I mean, that's something we'll let you know too, is that, so I'm just going to use like an edible, for example. Mm-hmm. Say you take 5 milligrams of a little indica-dominant gummy, and you take that and you wake up the next morning and you do feel a little bit groggy. That was just too much for what your body needed.
Oh, okay.
So maybe dial it back. Mm-hmm. And there's always that saying, like, you can always take more, but you can never take less.
Right.
So there are specific products that are low dose that are meant to help you find what it is that your body needs so that is not debilitating the next day. The whole point is to find something to help you go to sleep, stay asleep, and not wake up groggy the next day.
Right.
But, I mean, like with everything, if you overdid it. That's kind of like over-medicating. That's kind of what that means on like an edible too. Like if you woke up and you're groggy, you just took more than what your body needs.
Right.
So you just need to take a little bit less. And there are times where people come in and they start with an edible and they try it and they try it and it's just not working for them. Then hopefully most people are open to trying another delivery system because maybe the edibles just didn't work best for you.
Right.
And then... You know, sometimes try something else.
Right.
Yeah.
Actually, Colin, who does all of the video that we do here each week, mentioned CBN as something that's also helpful for sleep.
Yeah.
So CBN, this is another cannabinoid.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, yeah, CBN is just, it's meant to give you a really sedated effect, not really a high feeling.
Uh-huh.
Like, I have a really light tolerance to THC. And we had these gel pens by Mary's Medicinals. That's a CBN pen where you literally just, like, kind of put the gel on, like, a thin part of your body. And I was out.
Yeah.
Like, out. And I didn't feel groggy the next day. Right. I didn't feel high. It's like, and that's what people are scared of when they're trying edibles or anything to help them sleep is, like, oh, well, what if, especially seniors, like, if I have to get up and go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, like, am I going to feel high? Mm-hmm. So CBN is something where it will help you with that sedative falling asleep, and it is kind of heavy, but it's not a high. It's just, it's kind of hard to
describe. Not a mind-altering, but
yeah,
definitely
it's just, it's a lot heavy. Yeah, like, I fell asleep, I think, within, like, 10 minutes or so. I was tired.
It's like an extreme relaxation.
Really?
But you still have your faculties about you. I would take it like sitting in a hot tub.
It's
for
like
ZQL.
Oh, so or like NyQuil.
Relaxing. Yeah, it's very, very relaxing. Yeah. I've used it myself, and it's one of those products that will help you sleep without making you feel too altered. So
okay.
It's really nice.
So CBN, that is another possibility that you could look for if you have trouble with sleeping.
Yeah, and especially if you're scared of that high type feeling, that's a good alternative for that too, because I have a really light tolerance. I don't like taking like NyQuil or any of that, but when I have really bad migraines, it's really hard for me to fall asleep.
Yeah.
So I use it and I sleep like a baby, and I'm also capable to get up if I need to. I have a child, so if my child needs me in the middle of the night or whatever, I'm still able to get up and do my thing, but I am just really, really relaxed.
Right. Let's also talk about pain relief. That's a big one for people coming into Mercy Wellness. What kinds of things would you recommend for pain relief? Is cannabis helpful there?
Yes. So cannabis is increasingly becoming a popular alternative for pain relief besides pain medications. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people who have tried pain medications and they want to get off of them because they can become addictive, or they just don't like the way they make them feel, or they're just not able to feel 100% themselves. And so that's where cannabis can come in, because then you can find something that does help you get through whatever pain, you know, to go to work, do whatever you need to do, but it not be debilitating during the day. So there are tons of different things, and it depends on if your pain is more like nerve pain, or if it's inflammation-based, then we would recommend something like a CBD-THC ratio. But if it's more like less inflammation, more like nerve damage and things like that, then we would recommend like a higher THC, lower CBD. But I mean, it's most beneficial when it's working together, if they're together.
Right.
But that's how we base what we recommend to you, also just by the type of pain. When you come in, you're describing what you're having. A lot of people are like, oh, I've had surgery or just in a lot of pain and they don't really know why. Then we would probably start with a CBD one to see if that'll help. Mm-hmm. Maybe it would just get their inflammation down. So we do ask a lot of questions when you come in.
So it's a very customized experience.
Yeah, it really just depends on your experience. It depends on how open you are to, if you are open to feeling some slight type of high.
Mm-hmm.
But it also really just depends on what type of pain you're experiencing, because everybody experiences pain. It's just a little bit different from each person. So
we just
have to find out what would work best for you.
Right. Now, you mentioned this already in our conversation today about you can't take less, right?
Yes.
So that's where the word microdosing comes in. Can you tell us what microdosing is?
Yeah. So microdosing is when you're taking small amounts of cannabis to kind of reap the benefits that THC can give you without that like psychoactive high.
Mm-hmm.
So there are people who use minimal amounts of THC throughout the day, like certain times, just like you would any other medication. But
or
you
take an aspirin.
Take
in the
an
morning,
aspirin
right?
to keep your. Okay. So this time, microdosing is good for to make sure that you're not over medicating as well, to kind of find your tolerance. But it's also good because you're able to really keep on, so you're able to go on throughout your day. You're able to go to work. You're able to go pick up your kids from school, and you're not in pain, but you're also not high.
Right.
So you're still getting the benefits that THC gives you.
Mm-hmm. And our products, and maybe this is a question for Joe, are products now sort of made to help you be able to microdose?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most companies before regulation, before the legal market, when it was just medical, mostly mm-hmm. was geared toward high potency edibles.
Because the people who were coming had cancer or major things, and they needed a lot.
A lot of acute pain. And then we saw in Colorado what had happened with legalization is people were overdosing themselves on the medication, which is giving them the adverse side effects we try to avoid. We want to make them feel better. So most of the companies have started gearing up towards having those microdose options for the patient and customer because it's easier to titrate up to your dose that you need. So we also want to make sure that we're putting the customer in control. That also gives them peace of mind.
Yeah.
And before, you know, you take a bite of a cookie, you don't know how much is in that bite.
Wait it out. We'll see how you feel.
Here we go. We're on the ride, right? So for someone like me who would enjoy that ride.
Someone like me would not enjoy that ride.
Right.
And so you're really putting the onus on them as well. You're making them a part of their care plan, and they get to and they feel confident when they're dosing.
Right. And also probably a good suggestion is that if you're very new to cannabis or it's been a super long time, start even lower than what that minimal
is. We even have the product that I really like right now for that purpose are these little Vive micro tabs that are 5 milligrams is the highest potency it comes in. Mm-hmm. And then the lowest milligrams is 1 milligram. So you can literally take 1 milligram. And that is what actually a lot of people like to start with, because it's not even that they're scared. It's they want to know how they're going to feel. And can I go to work and do this? Right. Can I do what I normally do throughout the day? And so that's why, you know, these testing and this regulations and all this stuff that came through, everything that comes through Mercy's doors have been tested, so you know that if it says it's what it, you know, it's 5 milligrams a gummy, it's 5 milligrams a gummy. It's not like approximately. No, it is each batch is individually tested. There's test results on every single package so that you can tell to avoid that, like what Joe said, like, hey, I'm going to take a bite of this cookie. I have no idea. And that's, you know what, we're still running into that where people come in and I say, have you tried edibles before? And they say, but like my friend made it for me. And I'm like, okay, well, that was probably like 50 milligrams. Like who knows how much you just ate.
The edibles can be a little tricky too. And that's why the working with the butt tenders is so important, because your stomach, the enzymes in your stomach and what makes up your body digests and breaks down the medicine different than anybody else.
Right.
And so someone that eats a brownie, it might be really effective for them, but that's because of the composition of the brownie. Someone might find better relief from a drink or a capsule. It's all in how your body interacts with the plant, and that is why it's so important to have this education.
Right. And also whether you've had food that day. You know?
There's so many questions.
Exactly.
Because there are a lot of people that don't think like, oh, brownies have different ingredients in them than gummies do. So if one's made with butter and one's oil, that's also going to affect how long it stays, how heavy it hits you, there are people that come in and just want cookies, but then they try them and try them and try them and they don't like them, and then gummies. And I'm like, well, don't steer away from edibles altogether. Maybe just stay away from like those heavier edibles, because your body just probably digests those ingredients way differently. Right. So
I'm talking with Kaylin Cardoza. She's the floor manager and senior advocate at Mercy Wellness. I do want to ask you before we end this segment here and talk with our next guest, because we're going to have some fun talking about some dosed licorice in our next segment. That'll be interesting. You are going to be at a free event talking with seniors next Tuesday. Can you tell us about this?
Yes, I'm so excited. So this is the second year we've done it. Last year it was at the Rec Center where there was like 100 people. Mm-hmm. This year it's going to be at the Friedman Center in Santa Rosa off, I think it's Mayette Avenue.
Okay.
So there's going to be like 200 seats there. I think we only have 50 or so seats left.
Okay.
It's a free event. Mm-hmm. There's also going to be two doctors that are speaking there, which two of like the most well-known cannabis doctors. So it's good because all this information's free.
Great.
So they're going to be doing a presentation, and then I'm going to be speaking on behalf of Mercy and kind of tell you just what to expect when you come in, About dosing. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be really fun. There's going
to
be like a...
Do people need to RSVP for this?
So there is a link on Eventbrite.
Okay.
But you can either email Mercy Wellness or the Can I Help You at mercywellness.com. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You could also call Mercy Wellness. It's put on by Home Instead. So there's a bunch of different ways. If you wanted to get the link, you could either give us a call or just email because you do have to RSVP for it. Yeah.
Very good. Yeah, that'll be super fun.
Yeah.
And knowledge is power, right? So educate yourself. Go to this event. It's free, and you can find out more. It's happening next Tuesday at the Friedman Center. You can find out more at mercywellness.com. We're going to take a quick break and be right back. You're listening to Can I Help You on KSRO.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. The discussion today is not to be construed as medical advice. Any discussion today of the potential medical uses and benefits of cannabis or CBD are intended to encourage the listener to discuss those uses with the individual's medical professional.
Cannabis is legal in California and has become the most rigorously tested agricultural product on the planet. Can I Help You, a cannabis talk show, is brought to you by Mercy Wellness, a leading local cannabis retailer. Joe Sullivan is the leading cannabis expert at Mercy Wellness.
It's taken me years to learn how to find the best products for Mercy customers. I'm dedicated to them and getting only the best I can find. Many of the products I like and that I buy for Mercy customers are created by people who had a powerful need themselves. Maybe a family member or friend had cancer or another illness, and they were compelled to help them, so they develop a product to help. I constantly ask, what do our customers want? And then I go and find the best products on the market.
Tune in to Mercy's Can I Help You every other Friday from noon to 12:30 on KSRO. And hear stories from the cannabis frontier.
Enjoy yourself while you're still in the kitchen. Years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself.
Experience your next movie at the newly renovated Roxy Stadium 14 in Santa Rosa. Now offering motorized luxury recliners with reserved seating. These plush recliners are the ultimate way to enjoy a new release film. Reserve and purchase your tickets in advance, and rest assured your favorite seat will be waiting for you. While visiting the Roxy, try a selection from our newly expanded food and drink menu. The Hollywood and Wine Bar and Bistro features premium foods, Yanni's gourmet sausages, paninis, quesadillas, and more. Thirsty? Sip on locally sourced wines and craft beers. Want the ultimate cinema experience? Watch a film in our ultimate digital cinema auditorium featuring the incredible Dolby Atmos sound system and largest screen in Sonoma County. Movies are meant to be seen on the big screen. Experience your next film at the newly renovated Roxy 14 in downtown Santa Rosa. View showtimes and reserve your recliner now at SantaRosaCinemas.com.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. Can I Help You? Brought to you by Mercy Wellness every other Friday on KSRO.
And welcome back to Can I Help You? It is the Cannabis Talk Show brought to you by Mercy Wellness. I'm Michelle Marquis, and in studio now with us, of course, is Joe Sullivan. He is a leading expert and product manager at Mercy Wellness. Felicia Accomazzo is here. She is the co-producer of Can I Help You and the project manager at Mercy Wellness. And Joe, you have a guest here, Josh Taylor, who is the president and co-founder at Emerald Sky.
Yes, we sure do. Thanks for coming in, Josh.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Yes, Emerald Sky is a cannabis-infused licorice company. And we've been carrying them for a while now at the shop, and they've been having a great reception. So I just figured we'd jump right in and get started.
Thank you, Josh, so much.
When did you start manufacturing candies and confections?
I started back in 1990 when I introduced the first chocolate bar into Whole Foods back in 1991 and created the first organic chocolate ever made in America back in 1993.
That's awesome. And then when did you decide to launch the brand Emerald Sky?
In 2016. I learned more and more. I had been learning about the industry, and then in June of 16, I decided to get going and started to work on the brand.
Got it. That's awesome. So I see, obviously, I see a ton of different gummies in the market. What separates the licorice and the gummies? Why did you decide to make infused licorice over a gummy?
Well, of course, the market had already been well saturated with gummies, and licorice has some unique properties that gummies don't have. But I was also a licorice manufacturer for many other companies that are non-medicated licorice. So it was a natural extension for me to go into licorice. It was what I was already doing.
Okay, awesome. And then does licorice melt in the warm weather like gummies?
So that's a wonderful quality about licorice is because it is not made with gelatin, but it is cooked at 250 degrees, it can withstand all kinds of temperatures. So I've told so many people, take this to summer events, take it to Coachella, take it to Burning Man, you're going to be fine. You can sit it and leave it in the car for a month and it'll be just fine.
That's great. And then so looking at the packaging, one of the things that caught my eye was the logo. For those of you, I mean, you can't see it on the radio, but it's a pretty cool logo of a bear with what looks like multiple arms. what's the story behind the logo? I'm curious.
It was a combined effort of our designer and myself. But we came up with the idea of the California bear and combining them with Shiva, the yoga god. And together we developed this idea of this six-legged bear or six-armed bear. And one of the goals of the packaging of Emerald Sky was not just to create a pretty-looking package that looks like it would sit well in Whole Foods, but rather to create a design that evoked the sense of having effects from cannabis. And so the logo is an attempt to speak to the lifestyle of a cannabis consumer, a THC consumer.
That's great. And then one of the things that makes your product unique, a lot of the other packaged edibles, they're not individually wrapped. What made you decide to individually wrap your licorice inside the package?
You know, as best as we could to make the best possible product to a consumer, we thought that the product, that the freshness would last longer, and that the dosage would be more controllable, and then it would also greatly add to being able to take it with you. Put it in, especially with the non-melting feature. Put it in your bag. Put it in your pocket. Go out to the beach. Go wherever you're going. We've had such rave reviews consistently now over the individual wrapping. I'm really glad we did it. It provides a wonderful feature that pretty much no other brand has.
And now, with the exception of the cherry, which is your 19-to-1 CBD to THC ratio licorice, the rest of them are 10 milligrams a piece. What do you recommend for new users of the product to try when they're when they're sampling this for the first time?
I guess first users, I would say, open up a single bite and bite it in half. Give it a couple of hours, see how that effect feels. If that's fine, we have plenty of people who do that all the time. A lot of people find that they want more. So for those consumers taking the whole one, or we have people who have two or three. So, but for first users, I'd say take a half a piece and see how it goes.
Okay, and then one of the things we are trying to do here, besides educating our listeners, is building that trust between brands and the consumer. You being in the candy and confection space for as long as you have, I'm sure there's some sort of maybe some accolades or awards you might have picked up in this space. Is that correct?
Yes. Well, to date, I mean, the award that we're proud of is the fourth place edible award at the Emerald Cup. Wow. And that came out when we were 90 days old, and I'm told that's pretty remarkable.
Yeah,
we
sure
were
is.
Not a sponsor. We didn't do anything special for the Emerald Cup. We kind of just showed up. Awesome. And I'm also can say that a couple of months after the Emerald Cup, I received this just charming and delightful email from the head judge of the Emerald Cup, just personally telling us how much she loved Emerald Sky.
That's great. And for our listeners, the Emerald Cup is a yearly cannabis festival held here in Sonoma County at the fairgrounds, which highlights the best industry has to offer in our area for sun-grown cannabis, innovation and products, edibles such as Emerald Sky. So that's really something to be proud of.
Yeah, that's a big
win.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Let's talk with Felicia now. You have something pretty cool coming up with the Sonoma County Museum.
Yes, actually. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Thanks for having me.
Sure.
Yes, I'm here to give our audience a sneak preview of our next project. Mercy's teamed up with the Museum of Sonoma County as the lead sponsor for a history exhibition this summer called Grassroots Cannabis from Prohibition to Prescription. This exhibit will run June 15th and will run throughout the summer until September 14th at their downtown Santa Rosa location on 7th Street between A and B Streets. It's that old historic post office that's right next to Macy's parking lot.
Exactly. Yeah.
Sonoma County, as we know, has played a significant role in the story of cannabis and its emergence as legal medicine. So this exhibit will feature sort of the history from pre-prohibition back into the late 1800s to early 1900s when it was used as cannabis tincture and medicines.
And it's all focused in Sonoma County's history.
Yes, and actually it's all focused as what Sonoma County's influence has been as an industry area where we've have these leading cultivators and brands such as Emerald Sky that distribute their medicine all throughout this area. And as we know, the Bay Area is so influential that it's the rest of the world, essentially. So on our next show, we're going to have Eric Stanley and Brian Applegarth, which they're the co-curators of this exhibit, and maybe Jeff Nathanson, which is the executive director at the museum, so our audience can learn more.
That'll be really cool. And then I also heard, we've only got about 30 seconds left, you're going to have a way for people at the Wednesday night market to check it out.
Yes, actually, we... we're teaming up with Canna Craft, that's working with us on this project, which is Mercy's biggest producer and another local company. And we have some really exciting news and events that we have planned. So those are all still in pre-process. So we don't want to say too much, but all I can say is stay tuned, and we'll have more information in a couple weeks.
That'll be so much fun. Thank you all for joining
us. Thank you, Michelle.
And learn more at mercywellness.com. This is KSRO.
Under California law, the sale, distribution, manufacture, and cultivation of cannabis by a state-licensed operator is legal. However, under federal law, these activities remain illegal. Nothing discussed here today is intended to imply otherwise. The discussion today is not to be construed as medical advice. Any discussion today of the potential medical uses and benefits of cannabis or CBD are intended to encourage the listener to discuss those uses with the individual's medical professional.